This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. I heard this on the 80s channel the other day. A little Tina Turner to get us started.
Out of the room.
This, of course, from the Mad Max theme. This was what the third. This is beyond Thunderdome. This was the third movie because the Road Warrior was first. No. Yes. No. Mad Max was first. Road Warrior was second, and Beyond Thunderdome was third. That's how that goes. Am I right on that? Yeah.
Last generation.
Kind of an underrated song for Tina Turner. But
just sort of the thing about Tina, what she did so well, they just build, man. These songs just build and build and build. And when it gets to the hook is just humongous. Humongous hooks.
And she gets that voice going and just gets into it and cranked up and just phenomenal. And by the way, she starred in this movie as well.
We don't need another
the funniest, I swear to God, this is what, like 93 was the last year the Lions made the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
And they ran a promo. I forgot if you either Fox or CBS.
That's my guy, Wayne Fonts, when they won the playoffs in 93.
They used this promo for Scott Mitchell.
Uh-huh. That was my guy, Wayne Fonts, from Canton, Ohio.
They used this promo for a Scott Mitchell, like, opening thing. And it was it's like, oh, Tina Turner for Scott Mitchell. Wonder how this is going to go. And, of course, you know, I had to win. I just always remember this was... Scott Mitchell and Tina Turner, for me, will always be linked together.
Is that the year that they lost to the Redskins in the conference championship game?
Yeah. Was it conference championship or was it conference semifinals?
Conference semifinals. Because they beat the Cowboys. That was the Cowboys that they beat, right, that year. And then they lost to Washington, who ultimately, did they beat the Falcons? Was that the year that they... No, I think it was the conference championship.
Was it the conference championship?
Because the semifinal game was Washington and the Falcons.
That's right.
And the semifinal game was the Cowboys and the Lions in the other semifinal. That's where the Falcons went up to Washington and they flooded the field.
Yeah.
They flooded the field. Remember that was I don't even know if that was FedEx Field, but that might have been RFK.
It was RFK.
Yeah, but they flooded the field. Remember they went up there and they didn't have, who was the running back for out of Nebraska that did not go up, that did not make the trip because he got suspended? Was it Mike Rozier? I can't remember now. But didn't one of the running backs get suspended and not make the trip up there? Because that was their run and shoot years. That was Jerry and what's his name? The guy that would take over for Jerry. What's the guy's name?
June Jones.
June Jones. Yeah, that was all the run and shoot teams. Because that's when the Georgia Dome had not been open all that long.
No, Georgia Dome was open like a year. It opened the year before.
Yeah. But wasn't that Mike Rozier that did not make the trip up there?
No, I think it was Rozier. I'll see who it was, but I'll figure that out here in a second.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway. All right. So while he figures all of that out, so Dukes and Bell talked to Arthur Smith, and you know how we do it. We're going to react to the clips of the interview. We're going to play clips, and then we're going to react to what Coach had to say on it. So let's start first. Some of this is a little bit repeat from the clip that we played earlier. That was at his press conference. Here's Arthur talking about red zone play calling.
Look, when you don't get the results that you're after, certainly with wins or, you're not as, efficient as you're set out to be in some of the situations, and all criticism is fair. And, and everybody has their right. Nobody's immune to that. Constructive criticism is always healthy. If you know what you're doing, when I talk about being objective, if you can dive in there and you look at the 99 plays we've had down there, and that's adding, a 2 points, some of the plays that don't get credited because of a defensive penalty or maybe an offensive penalty. So you're looking at it, and you're looking at it, and that's what you have to do. And if you want to be really good in any business, you got to constantly challenge yourself. And you go look at mistakes or things that haven't worked, and can you say, okay, challenger, you know why you're doing stuff, and all right, what are you going to do to fix it? And that's always the case. So that's the first thing. And there's multiple things that can be true as you're trying to put context to it. So we've had 28 drives down the red zones, right? They count that as soon as you get inside the 20. Everybody knows that. So 28, we've got 14 touchdowns. So that's 50%. Not where you want to be. You want to be at least in the mid-60s, high-60s. You're usually the top. Certainly you're striving for 100%. So you break them down. So 14 were successful if you're counting by touchdown. So you look at the other 14, 9, ended in field goals. Two of them were situational game winners. Green Bay, we were playing what we call the Kobe situation, close the game. We were taking a risk. We were down, but you're trying to end, coup out there 2 seconds, go home. Now we got to a minute, didn't convert third down. And then the other one was Houston, right? We get in there, technically kicked it inside the technically red zone stack. So then, you got 7 other ones. So what broke down? Why didn't we score touchdowns? And every one of them different. And you got to understand the intent and how we are. And so a play, a lot of times, if it's called to Drake or it's called to Kyle, it's called to Bijan or it's called to Tyler or John or whatever, we got a lot of guys in score. And we understand that. You make early investments. But, there's two sides of it, too. John and Tyler are pretty good players.
Okay, I get that. By the way, too, we established that Mike Rozier was the guy suspended. I remember that because he was I think he was late or something Maybe it was drugs. I mean, maybe it was drug related. But I remember he got suspended going up to Washington. So that's number one. Look, we don't put the ball in the hands of the guys who should be making the biggest impact. London, Pitts, Bijan Robinson. We don't feed them enough. Yes, Jonnu Smith is a very good player. Tyler Allgeier is a very good player. That should be your third and fourth options or fourth or fifth options when you get in the red zone. Because those aren't the guys that are supposed to change the dynamic of the franchise. Are they not? I mean, they're definitely important pieces. But if Bijan Robinson isn't a touchdown machine or Kyle Pitts or Drake London, then why'd you draft those guys where you drafted them? Because you have to draft impact players. And right now, we don't get enough impact out of those three guys specifically. Not all their fault, but we don't get the impact that we need from those guys. Here's Arthur talking about the lack of targets for the playmakers.
I get it. When you don't see, everything, whatever. I mean, there's plenty of targets that go in there, and there's other things that break down. I mean, guy could be open, we get sacked. I mean, that's happened. As the primary, you got a lot of good players and you're trying to mix and match. And again, when you're 50% down there, whatever we are, 19th, whatever, that's not where we want to be.
Right.
And so they do open up questions, right? So we only got 28 points last week. Didn't get it. It wasn't enough. And, you're disappointed when you lose a game like that. And then there's other things that guys are dealing with. Kyle's been coming back from this. I think he's starting to hit his stride. I think you saw that in the second half. And there's so many details that go into it. But we got great guys. It's why you don't see the BS drama, because we're transparent and it's not lost on me. If it doesn't work or something's not, you know, there's a process to it where you feel you're close, and there's a couple other things you say, hey, let's do this thing different. So that's what you do. And that's what football is. And you're going to find out when you get into adversity, which this game is going to teach you about.
Okay. That all sounds good. Get the ball to Bijan, Pitts, and London. That all sounds good, and I understand. But you've got to have those guys. Those guys should be leading the way with impact. Or you didn't put this roster together very well. We have to maximize, because those are arguably the guys that are going to change the direction of this franchise the most. And if those guys can't get it done, it shouldn't be because we don't feed them enough or what have you. Here's Arthur talking about the ineffectiveness of the running game.
One is some of the attempts, and it depends on the game plan. We've tried to – you make investments to try to be more balanced. And so we don't want to be just one-dimensional, but we want to we can hang our hat on it. I think you saw that last drive, and what happened is, you know, they did Minnesota did everything to try to blow up the run game, get us off track. They brought every kind of zero pressures in this game of the game. And you adjust, and you got them locked into something. And we basically said, we're going to wear your ass down. And that's what we did. So why in the hell am I going to take Tyler Algier off the field?
No.
Right. When he's
the right tool
for
the job. Like,
but that's what you want when you got a lot of good players.
Well, okay. So on that final drive, that touchdown drive, they took the ball out of Taylor Heineke's hands, and they ran it 12 straight times. Now, one of those runs was Heineke scrambled out of the pocket, but they ran it 12 straight times. You can – I mean, look, it's your commitment. That we always talk about this. Bill Parcells, the number one thing that he looked at on the stat sheet was, how many rushing attempts did I have? Not how many yards, not how many yards per carry, not how many of this or that. He wanted to see how many rushing attempts did we have. And that was his stat. Why? Because, again, you eventually wear down a defense. And the Falcons did that. And our bread and butter, our MO, is to run the football. We can't be a balanced enough offense because we don't have the quarterback play. We don't have guys that are lights-out quarterbacks. We don't have the Pat Mahomes and Josh Allen's and Joe Burrow's and guys like that in the world. So we have to run the football and do what we do. They're never going to win games if Taylor Heineke, Desmond Ridder throw it 47 times. It's never going to happen. You can be balanced, but you better be a run-heavy team first. Here's Arthur on, it feels like he gets cute with his play calling.
It's why if you really talk to our players, we all know what's going on. It's not like somebody's out there to, like, let's not use this guy. It's never your intent. Every play you call, you're calling because you believe it has a chance to score a touchdown. If it doesn't, okay, what broke down? And look dumb as hell if you, you know, take a risk, and sometimes maybe you look at it like, damn, try to get too cute there. Nobody's immune to that.
Do you feel that way? Do you feel like at times we've gotten too cute?
Well, there's two of them for sure because, you know, he didn't – and that goes back to this. I don't ever look at it. I think too many people try to make excuses. Like, it's easy as a coach to say, well, this guy should have done this or that. Okay, why didn't it? Well, maybe the detail wasn't good or, you know, whatever it is. Or maybe we should have settled down before you tried. There's all things. I mean, it's – you know, some of it's not being a martyr, but you're looking at the whole picture. Like I said, sometimes you call it. Like the third down in Green Bay, we call a flea flicker. Kind of got us going. It looked dumb as hell if we didn't work. And why would you call a flea flicker in third and three? Well, thought I had a chance to work, and I believed in our guys.
Well, I get some of that, but again, I'll go back to it's a very simple formula. You have to get the ball into the hands of your playmakers. And we've invested a lot of draft capital. Now, again, everybody may not work out. That's fine. I understand that. But what's the old saying? An unused weapon is a useless weapon. You know, doesn't it feel like all of these other teams find a way to target their best guys? We gave you the numbers on Kelsey. Like they find, and let me ask you, Oren, do they double team Kelsey? I mean, he's not unique. He gets double teamed. Teams try to take him away in their game plan, but yet they find a way. They scheme, or at times You force the football. And maybe we need to do a little bit more of that. Maybe so. I don't know. But certainly we've got to get some of these guys more involved in what we're doing. All right. I'm going to skip ahead. Let me do Arthur Smith talking about finding out how this week this team handles adversity.
Yeah, I mean, it's just sometimes it's wherever you begin. There's some things we need to settle down. We need to go get this win. You know, we're all disappointed we didn't get the win last week. And some, you know, we believe in this team and these guys and been in worse situations. We're going to find out about us in adversity because we brought it on ourselves. But like I said, we're not dead. At midpoint, I've been in teams when you win 6 or 7 games and the bottom falls off because you don't have the right mindset. You get comfortable and get your, you know what, kicked.
Right.
And then it starts going south. But we got an opportunity, thankfully, and we've got the right divisional wins. Go get Arizona. Let's get off the bye and let's go. Let's make a push.
Well, again, part of that adversity is the coaching aspect of it. That's also part of the adversity that needs to be overcome. You know, again, at this point, I'm not worried about how they play. Like, just find a way to win. At this point, going into the bye, just find a way to get a win. And I've said this multiple times. You have to take advantage of your schedule. The Cardinals are a lousy football team. I don't care if Kyler Murray plays or doesn't play. They're still a lousy football team. All right, let me get this last clip. Arthur talking about focused on a win this week and then the quarterback situation.
Yeah, I think you had a point, right? We got to get this win. I think some things we needed to settle down. And we're not immune to it. I mean, there's things that go on sometimes that you can say, hey, look, we got to get this settled down. And so I'll just tell a story, you know, talking to Joe Gibbs, and he reminded me he basically had to do the same thing with Mark Rippon. He started off, and you guys can look this up. He said he was turning the ball off too much. Sat him, got it fixed. Mark goes on and wins the Super Bowl and MVP. Trust me, I'm not projecting that. I'm not making predictions, but you know that's our goal. We want to win Super Bowls here. And first off, we need to get back on the winning first and win the division, get to the playoffs. That's our goal. But it's happened to other quarterbacks.
Okay. I mean, again, like I said, 4-1, 28-3, whatever it's got to be. Just find a way to get a victory in Arizona. All right, when we get back, we're going to flip things up a little bit. We're going to hear from Jason Longshore. I had a chance to catch up with him earlier, coming off a big win for Atlanta United. We're going to do That's Life coming up at 9:40 in the final segment, I should say. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is John Chuckery Show coming to you live on this Wednesday evening, coming off of a very impressive win for Atlanta United and extend the series Sunday 7 o'clock p.m. on Star 94. Star 94 at 7 o'clock. Columbus and Atlanta, do or die, game three. This man will be on the call. Let's head out to the waitfor.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Jason Longshore, of course, color analyst for all things Atlanta United, and he is on Twitter at Longshoe, and he'll be part of the broadcast on Sunday along with Mike Connie. 7 o'clock kickoff, and this will be on Star 94. Jason, my friend, that was an exciting match last night. All kinds of good stuff that developed last night, but we always thank you for being on the show with me.
No, thanks for having me on. It was a fun one last night, and I said it to Dukes and Bell before the game. I really like what this team can be. I really enjoy this group right now, and I wanted to see them get an opportunity to get to this game three. It felt like they had deserved that with the potential that they've shown, and man, they delivered on it last night.
You know, Jason, one of the things that I took away is that, you know, when you get to this time of the year, I don't care what sport it is, whether it's baseball, in the playoffs, you know, playoff football, but you have to have your stars be your stars, right? That's why you have those kinds of guys. And Giakoumakis, Almada, like those guys really stepped up. And I think that was a big difference. Just you saw that those guys flexed their muscle. Giakoumakis scored the goal, you know, toward the end of the first half. And then, you know, you just, Almada had a goal as well. Giakoumakis, I think, was the third player ever to have a goal and a couple of assists and stuff. But your stars, I thought, were really your stars. And I think, obviously, look, I mean, they need more of that, you know, come Sunday night.
Yeah, I'll include Brooks Lennon in that selection as well in terms of stars with this team. I feel like Lennon, you know, look, when you're a defender and you're a fullback, you might get overlooked when it comes to the attack. He provides so much with the attack. He's one of the most accurate crossers you're going to find in the league. But his defending is also very, very good. He's one of those guys in this league that is right under the level at the moment in terms of the U.S. men's national team. I think he is a best 11 caliber player in this league at his position. And he delivered last night as well. The cross on the opening goal to Giakoumakis, inch perfect. And the ball over the top to set up the second goal for Sava Lobjanidze to then play to Yorgos to then lay off for Sean De Silva. It all starts with that ball from Brooks, which is somehow even better than the cross that he gets the assist for. The big players stepped up big, but then the supporting cast was also really good in this one. Tristan Muyamba, his best game in an Atlanta shirt. I thought Miles Robinson had a great game. Mateus Hosetu before he went out injured, and then Jay Fortune comes in to replace him. Really good performances all the way around.
What did you think about, you know, because again, there was such a flurry at the end of the first half where it was back and forth and Atlanta United taking the lead. What do you think? I mean, break it down as far as just the first 37, 38 minutes versus that flurry right before the half. Like, what did you think about the pace and everything leading up to that flurry of goals?
Leading up to Columbus's equalizer, I thought Atlanta was the better team. I thought they were better than the one-goal lead at that point. The game was being played kind of the way Atlanta wanted it. Columbus, though, with a turnover in the buildup and Sean De Silva trying to flick that to Tristan Muyamba. So many times that comes off and you break and you have an odd man rush going the other way. When it doesn't, you're in trouble. And Atlanta was in trouble in that moment. Columbus really for the first time was able to get Cucho Hernandez in a 1v1 situation, and he is just so good in those moments. He beat Miles Robinson in a 1v1, got the touch to the right, slammed it back to the near post, which is so difficult to do. And you think, okay, it's going to be 1-1, going to go to halftime, regroup, get control back. It's going to be a really tight second half. But then they immediately answered, and going back to that ball from Lennon over the top, they were really down to the last roll of the dice in stoppage time in the first half. And Columbus extended that stoppage time. Think back to Aiden Morris trying to draw a card, rolling around and wasting time. That gave Atlanta a few more seconds. And Chris Pinso allowed one more break. Lennon puts it over the top, and Atlanta manufactures the opportunity. That response is one of those moments that, when you go into a tough game like game three, and hopefully you go beyond that, that's one of those moments that you just look back on and say, we're always in every game. You know, you're never in the worst spot here, because this team can get from the back to the front so quickly and create a dangerous scoring opportunity. And they needed that. And I think it gave them the confidence to go forward and get the job done in the second 45.
Jason Longshore joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Of course, he'll be on the call coming up on Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Jason and Mike Connie will have the call. Game three up in Columbus as Atlanta United in a do-or-die situation. You know, Jason, we've spent a lot of this season talking about the idea of getting off to a good start, getting off to a fast start, playing well. And I really thought, look, getting that goal initially, and, you know, again, the Columbus comes back quickly and equalizes, but just the flow of getting that first goal, finding a way to get a goal with the lead into halftime, like, that's Atlanta United. Like, when we see Atlanta United struggle, it's all of these things that they can't score, they're down, you're losing at the half. I mean, just all of those things that have been the negatives about it. But I thought that was really just the way you wanted to play it out. I mean, again, you can always score quicker, but I just thought the flow of the end of that first half is exactly how you wanted it going into the half, and I thought it was a real momentum booster coming into the second half.
Yeah, I mean, I like the way that they got back on their feet after getting sucker punched with the Columbus goal, because it's so quick. It does feel like a sucker punch, and it stuns you for a second. They didn't really hesitate. There really wasn't much of a stutter there to them in those moments. They pretty much went back to business straight away. The interesting thing going into game three in this series, these two teams are so different in terms of when the goals happen and when they're at their strongest. Columbus is a massive first half team. When you look at when they concede their goals, they've conceded 12, now 14 in the first halves of games in MLS play. They've conceded now 34 in the second half. So they really drop off. I don't think they're as deep as Atlanta United. So Atlanta can go and bring a guy in like Edwin Mosquera. And Atlanta has had situations where they've conceded goals in the second halves of games this year and drop points. That's true. But they're also a very big-time plus, I think it's up to plus 12 after the 75th minute in goal differential. That's a crazy number. They've scored so many goals late in games. That's something to keep in the back of your mind as game three goes on. Columbus is a team that has to start hot and has to get going early. If they don't, it seems like they get tired. I don't know if they lose their focus. I don't know if they just don't have the options off the bench to maintain it. Atlanta's the opposite. Atlanta can get going early, but if they don't, they've got that firepower to get goals late in games. And we've seen that this year where, yeah, they've conceded and dropped some points, but they've also rescued a lot of points and turned draws into wins or losses into draws. And in game three, you have to get a result to at least send it to penalties to determine who's going through.
So how important, and I don't mean just advancing to the next round, and obviously it's do or die and all that. I'm talking about bigger picture, 35,000-foot view. Because this is a franchise that a few years ago, They could do no wrong. They were the talk of the town. They were the babe, the boy, as Bo Bach would say. I mean, they were at the top of the mountain. And then, you know, again, it's been ups and downs and things like that over the last few years. How important just for this franchise is winning this game in Columbus, advancing and kind of getting back to, okay, you know, we're still kind of one of the teams that's at the top of this mountain? Because again, for all the goodwill, if you that you had in game two, if you come out and lay an egg in game three, all that goodwill really goes away.
See, I think this conversation was really the one before game two. If you didn't get to game three, yeah, that's a dent. I don't think it's anything catastrophic because of how good I feel like Columbus is, and honestly, how good this Eastern Conference is. The league is very tilted to the East right now. Maybe just a fluky year, whatever, but Atlanta, sixth in the East in the table, that's seventh overall in the league. The Western Conference is not as competitive. So a lot of times, you know, if you're spread out, like Atlanta would have been second in the West. And I think we have a very different feel if you're second in the conference going into the postseason versus sixth. They had to get to game three. They had to take it back to Columbus. I don't look at it quite like you're playing with house money here, that it doesn't matter. I think you have to deliver a performance and be competitive here. But they have established themselves back to where they needed to be, in my opinion. I think that started with the summer transfer window. They had to not just add good players, but they had to get the cap, I think, in a manageable spot as well to give them the flexibility going forward, because you know how this league is. You're going to have guys come and go. You're going to have big clubs come in and put offers in front of players that are too good to say no to. You're going to have opportunities to bring in really good players. So you want to have some flexibility. And I think Atlanta chasing things in the last couple of years because of injuries, you had to go and make some moves and get closer to maxing out your cap. Now I think you've got that flexibility again, while also improving your depth and also adding Sean De Silva as a starter, adding Sabo Lobchenidze as a starter, adding Tristan Mbyumba as a starter, adding Edwin Mosquera, who would start for a lot of teams in this league and is your best weapon off the bench right now. That's a pretty good summer window. So I like where you are. I wish you had more time to continue developing the chemistry. It's come together incredibly fast and incredibly well. Columbus has been together a little bit longer with a couple of additions in the summer for them as well. I really hope they can find that proper chemistry in this game where it is going to be difficult. They're not going to control it. I don't think for the 90 minutes. I don't think for 60 of the 90. Columbus at home, they don't lose very often. I think Atlanta's capable of going in and getting the result that they need, but it will not be easy, and they're going to have to lean on one another in this match.
Last question for you, Jason. So as we look ahead to game three, you know, we talked about stars being stars. We talked about both teams really need to kind of get off to a fast start. But give me something that's an X factor that we need to be watching out for in game three. Something that is not just the big, bold headline, but maybe some kind of underlying note that you're looking at as we head to game three.
I'm really curious to see what Wilfred Nancy's change is. Because in previous games, and pretty much all year he's done this, and he did it at Montreal a little bit too during his previous stop there, but he's got more weapons in Columbus. He makes a tweak to his team. It might be personnel. It might be moving the personnel into a different position. It might be something tactical, but he always makes a tweak, win or lose. He's always looking at what the opponent does, and he's trying to accentuate a positive in his group and take away something from the opponent. In this series, for me, Atlanta has been able to exploit Julian Gressel's lack of defending and his lack of pace. I think Caleb Wiley's done a great job on Gressel from a defensive perspective. Sean De Silva has been able to get in behind him. We saw that a lot early in game two. I wouldn't be surprised if Columbus makes a move there to go for somebody like Mo Farsi, who has started a lot this year. He's got more pace. That would be more of a challenge. If Gressel is in the team, in my opinion, on the road, Atlanta has to look for the big switch over the top to the left. That's to Sean De Silva in behind. I thought that's where the game started to turn in game two. They hit that a couple times. Columbus starts to shift and cheat over and try to protect it, and it opened up space on the right. If they start with Gressel, that's almost an automatic for me in long diagonals, play Sean De Silva in behind, and force Columbus to deal with it.
He will be on the call Sunday night, 7 o'clock kick. Jason Longshore and Mike Connie will have all of your action on Star 94 as do or die in Columbus. Atlanta United looks to advance. Jason, join me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. You can follow Jason on his personal Twitter page, at Longshoe. And, of course, Jason, as always, thank you so much, my friend. We will certainly talk again here soon. And hopefully we've got good news to talk about on Sunday and an advancement so that we can keep this thing rolling.
Yeah, hopefully we're getting ready for the Eastern Conference semifinals. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Chuckery here. We'll be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app. 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. 9:43 in the Kia Studios. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-726-0929. That's the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. We lost one of my favorite sports personalities of all time here recently, back on November 1st. Coach Bobby Knight, obviously the long-term coach of the Indiana Hoosiers, and we'll get to this in our top 10. Obviously one of the most polarizing, controversial coaches of all time. Can I tell you, every time I see that clip of him throwing that chair on the court, I love it. I love it. I love Bobby Knight. And look, I know he had some issues with players. Go talk to some of his players. They love playing for Bobby Knight. And Bobby, and you know what else about Bobby Knight? Never got Indiana in trouble. Think about all the problems Indiana has had with the Calvin Sampsons. And
didn't he have like an insanely high graduation rate too?
Yep, absolutely. Obviously the coach of the 1984 Olympic team, arguably the best Olympic team ever, with Michael, Wayman Tisdale, Keith Lee, all the guys that they had on that team, Sam Perkins and everybody. Patrick Ewing was on that team. John Konkak was on that team as well out of SMU. And Joe Klein, another center on that team. Joe Klein, John Konkak, and Patrick Ewing. One of these things is not like the other.
Yeah, a lot of mayonnaise in that grouping.
Whew, man, goodness gracious. So we'll circle back around to all of this. So, did you see, Oren? I know Dukes and Bell were talking about this, but Al Michaels, who says he's never had a vegetable in his life, he put out his top five most hated vegetables. Okay? Number one was asparagus. Number two was spinach. Number three, broccoli. Number four, onions. And number five, mushrooms.
Can I tell you something about broccoli?
Mm-hmm.
If I know broccoli is in something, I will get sick and I will gag.
Really?
If you tell me it's in there, if I don't know that it's in there, then I'm okay. I've gotten better about trying to eat it, but like if I'm eating something and I don't know what's in there and you tell me it's in there, I will gag.
So if you just see broccoli, does it give you that gag reflex?
Not necessarily, but it's something about, as a kid, my mom fixed broccoli when I was growing up, and one of those things that like I tried to eat, and then I tried to eat, and I would throw up, and she never understood why that would happen. Just, I can't eat it. Like I physically cannot put this in my mouth, chew it, and swallow it.
Was it the cyanide that she laced it with, or?
I mean, if she laced it with cyanide, it did the reverse of what it was supposed to do, I guess.
Well, yeah, but again, you threw it all back up, so
none got down.
I'm a fan of all of these vegetables.
Justice for asparagus. Asparagus was there's a couple vegetables as I've gotten older in life.
Yes.
Asparagus being one. Like, you could do some great things with asparagus. You can grill it. You can saute it. Oh, my gosh. Just
you can put the one end.
You know what, John?
What?
Don't do that.
Oh.
Don't do that. No, please. What? Please, no.
What?
There's a group of college students out there
It's not a visual medium.
There's some students out there, John, with the radio on it. We don't want to scare them away from radio already.
Okay.
So. But yeah, and Brussels sprouts the same way, too. Justice for Brussels sprouts.
I hated beets as a kid, but I like beets now.
Won't do beets.
Yeah, I like beets on my salads and stuff. All right. There's a story going around on the web, the interwebs, that
says Marvel is considering bringing back the original Avengers roster for another movie, including Iron Man and Black Widow, who were killed off in Endgame. Bringing back the original cast would excite fans and could easily be explained through the multiverse concept. What do you think about that idea? Now, supposedly, what's his name? Captain America? He said he wasn't going to play Captain America again.
Chris is done. Chris Evans is done. They aren't having the same sort of vibe
Absolutely.
And buzz and success
yep.
as they did when they had the...
Because it's been, honestly, it's been Ant-Man and even this Marvels movie and...
They were hoping that Paul Rudd and Ant-Man could carry it mm-hmm. around a little bit, and the movie didn't do as well as they thought they would.
Look,
the TV shows that they've had aren't pulling the numbers that they thought they were, so at this point they're like, we gotta figure out how we can, you know,
well, again,
plug the dam, so to speak.
Again, I've talked about this with Day-Day before. You start getting to a point where nobody knows what that movie with Angelina Jolie and Selma Hayek.
The Eternals.
Okay.
Which was god-awful.
Nobody knows who they're all. Nobody knows who those people are. Like, I know Iron Man. I know Iron Man. I know Aquaman. I know Spider-Man.
So their thought process was that it's the Guardians of the Galaxy thing. When you had this group that maybe weren't as well known to non-comic book fans,
right.
but it had this huge success and it catapulted these folks to like Marvel superstardom. So Marvel, you know, they're hubris. They think, well, we did this for Guardians of the Galaxy. We can do this for Simu Liu in his movie and and the Eternals, and we can carry the Ant-Man thing, and we can have these TV shows with all these characters that people haven't really heard of before unless you're a true comic book fan. And fans are just like, well, you know, no.
And the crazy thing about it too is they have pulled out all the stops for A-list talent. Like, they have, listen, you can't get bigger female stars than Angelina Jolie.
I've also read too is that there is a fear in bringing back, say, a Robert Downey Jr. to play Iron Man, because he's going to want, like, I think he got for Iron Man 3, he got $25 million mm-hmm. up front, and that was before all the back-end
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, but again, if it makes $400 gazillion,
it's worth it, isn't it?
Then you bring back Iron Man.
It's Iron Man.
Spider-Man.
Not even a hero that exists.
Aquaman?
Aquaman, yes.
Aquaman. They've got another one of those movies coming out.
Yeah.
That's going to be dreadful.
Yeah, I'll go see it.
Is the girl, Johnny Depp's girlfriend in
they
the movie?
They tried to, Amber Heard, Mara. They tried uh-huh. to take her out, but she's still kind of, she plays like the mother of Aquaman's kid, so you can't really, can't really take her out the movie.
Okay. So maybe Johnny Depp needs to just run her over or something like that in the movie. And,
just,
yeah.
Sure.
Anyway, all right, speaking of Bobby Knight, tonight's top 10 list, because I know we got to do quick. Your top 10 favorite a-holes. I don't care if it's movies, TV, sports. Your top 10 favorite a-holes of all time, or on the floor is yours.
All right. This, by far, was the toughest list I've ever had to do for these top 10 lists, John. This is a struggle.
Okay.
But I got 10 names here, so here we go. In the fictional world of TV, Al Bundy.
Okay.
Lovable guy. Charles Barkley.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he's such a dynamic actor, but you don't really want to cross him on film sets, as evidenced by recordings. Christian Bale.
I've got him on my list because, again, when he did that Terminator movie, he went off on some people.
That recording that he had,
yes.
Yeah. This guy is a great actor as well, but I've heard, like, when he goes out to eat, instead of, like, leaving tips, he leaves autographed copies of a DVD series he was in.
Wow.
Jeremy Piven leaves autographed copies of Entourage
for
people. Yeah.
Okay.
Steve Smith of the NFL.
Okay.
Liam Gallagher of Oasis.
Oh, my God. They are insufferable.
They are insufferable.
Again,
yes. No, he
compared
Noel's
himself.
Noel's a little bit better, but Liam is.
He compared himself, said they were bigger than the Beatles.
There's the unplug they did where Liam just kind of sits up in the rafters while his brother plays. And he just, yeah, it's hilarious. Bobby Brown. Love Bobby. Bobby's a bit of a.
You know what? That's a good one. That's a really good one. Because, again, I can't help but love his music, either New Edition or on his own.
Super talented.
Or on our own.
There you go. My last two.
But he basically killed Whitney Houston. I'm not saying he physically, but...
I thought about putting Whitney on my list because Whitney had some demons.
Whitney had some demons too. When they were running around Buckhead, the two of them down at the Palm and all that kind of stuff, they had some moments.
A lot of moments.
Yeah.
My last two, Anita Baker. I love Anita to death, but Anita is like the diva of all divas.
Yes.
She basically she kicked Babyface off the tour they were doing.
She blamed Babyface for something that wasn't even
Babyface's fans came at her. She was I'll kick him off the tour. Yeah. How about that?
I'll just fire him off
the tour.
Yeah, that's great.
And my last one, the king of all the kings, Michael Jordan.
Oh, okay. Nice. MJ. All right. I've got Barry Bonds on my list. Christian Bale is on my list.
Good one.
Ariana Grande.
Really?
Oh, my God. Have you heard some of the stories about when she was on Sam and Cat and some of those?
No.
Oh, yeah. Bad, bad, bad. Bill Laimbeer, who was drafted by the Cavs.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Bubba Watson.
I didn't know Bubba was that way.
Bubba's a little cantankerous.
That's disappointing.
Reggie Jackson. Love Reggie Jackson. And there's been all kinds of stories about Reggie.
Didn't I know that one either.
Bobby Knight, obviously. Two wrestlers, Hulk Hogan and Scott Steiner. Scott Steiner was nothing but nice to me.
Uh-huh.
But I've heard stories about Scott Steiner and just his... Again, he's got roid rage. I mean, but yeah, anyway.
Pretty
that's
much,
nothing.
Yeah.
And then finally, me.
You put your own stuff on the list?
Yeah. Because
you didn't make my top 10 list, I'll tell you that much.
Well, because I'm not a big enough a-hole. Or maybe I'm the biggest a-hole. Anyway, all right. Wrapping it up when we get back. Love TKO. Chuck Ray in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 910 The Game. Odyssey.com app. Just to see
her. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
92.9 The Game. Back at it. Chuckery Show. 9:43 in the Kia Studios. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-726-0929. That's the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. We lost one of my favorite sports personalities of all time here recently, back on November 1st. Coach Bobby Knight, obviously the long-term coach of the Indiana Hoosiers, and we'll get to this in our top 10. Obviously one of the most polarizing, controversial coaches of all time. Can I tell you, every time I see that clip of him throwing that chair on the court, I love it. I love it. I love Bobby Knight. And look, I know he had some issues with players. Go talk to some of his players. They love playing for Bobby Knight. And Bobby, and you know what else about Bobby Knight? Never got Indiana in trouble. Think about all the problems Indiana has had with the Calvin Sampsons. And
didn't he have like an insanely high graduation rate too?
Yep, absolutely. Obviously the coach of the 1984 Olympic team, arguably the best Olympic team ever, with Michael, Wayman Tisdale, Keith Lee, all the guys that they had on that team, Sam Perkins and everybody. Patrick Ewing was on that team. John Konkak was on that team as well out of SMU. And Joe Klein, another center on that team. Joe Klein, John Konkak, and Patrick Ewing. One of these things is not like the other.
Yeah. A lot of mayonnaise in that grouping.
Whoo, man, goodness gracious. So we'll circle back around to all of this. So did you see, Oren? I know Dukes and Bell were talking about this, but Al Michaels, who says he's never had a vegetable in his life, he put out his top five most hated vegetables. Okay? Number one was asparagus. Number two was spinach. Number three, broccoli. Number four, onions. And number five, mushrooms.
Can I tell you something about broccoli?
Mm-hmm.
If I know broccoli is in something, I will get sick and I will gag.
Really?
If you tell me it's in there, if I don't know that it's in there, then I'm okay. I've gotten better about trying to eat it, but like if I'm eating something and I don't know what's in there and you tell me it's in there, I will gag.
So if you just see broccoli, does it give you that gag reflex?
Not necessarily, but it's something about, as a kid, my mom fixed broccoli when I was growing up, and one of those things that like I tried to eat, and then I tried to eat, and I would throw up, and she never understood why that would happen. Just, I can't eat it. Like I physically cannot put this in my mouth, chew it, and swallow it.
Was it the cyanide that she laced it with, or?
I mean, if she laced it with cyanide, it did the reverse of what it was supposed to do, I guess.
Well, yeah, but again, you threw it all back up, so
none got down.
I'm a fan of all of these vegetables.
Justice for asparagus. Asparagus was there's a couple vegetables as I've gotten older in life.
Yes.
Asparagus being one. Like, you could do some great things with asparagus. You can grill it. You can saute it. Oh, my gosh. Just
you can put the one end.
You know what, John?
What?
Don't do that.
Oh.
Don't do that. No. Please. What? Please, no.
What?
There's a group of college students out there
It's not a visual medium.
There's some students out there, John, with the radio on it. We don't want to scare them away from radio already.
Okay.
So. But yeah, and Brussels sprouts the same way, too. Justice for Brussels sprouts.
I hated beets as a kid, but I like beets now.
Won't do beets.
Yeah, I like beets on my salads and stuff. All right. There's a story going around on the web, the interwebs, that says Marvel is considering bringing back the original Avengers roster for another movie, including Iron Man and Black Widow, who were killed off in Endgame. Bringing back the original cast would excite fans and could easily be explained through the multiverse concept. What do you think about that idea? Now, supposedly, what's his name? Captain America? He said he wasn't going to play Captain America again.
Chris is done. Chris Evans is done. They aren't having the same sort of vibe
Absolutely.
And buzz and success
yep.
as they did when they had the...
Because it's been, honestly, it's been Ant-Man and even this Marvels movie and...
They were hoping that Paul Rudd and Ant-Man could carry it mm-hmm. around a little bit, and the movie didn't do as well as they thought they would.
Look,
the TV shows that they've had aren't pulling the numbers that they thought they were, so at this point they're like, we gotta figure out how we can,
Well, again,
plug the dam, so to speak.
Again, I've talked about this with Day-Day before. You start getting to a point where nobody knows what that movie with Angelina Jolie and Selma Hayek.
The Eternals, okay. Which was god-awful.
Nobody knows who they're all. Nobody knows who those people are. Like, I know Iron Man. I know Iron Man. I know Aquaman. I know Spider-Man.
So their thought process was that it's the Guardians of the Galaxy thing. When you had this group that maybe weren't as well known to non-comic book fans,
right.
But it had this huge success and it catapulted these folks to like Marvel superstardom. So Marvel, you know, they're hubris. They think, well, we did this for Guardians of the Galaxy. We can do this for Simu Liu in his movie and the Eternals, and we can carry the Ant-Man thing, and we can have these TV shows with all these characters that people haven't really heard of before unless you're a true comic book fan. And fans are just like, well, you know, no.
And the crazy thing about it too is they have pulled out all the stops for A-list talent. Like, they have, listen, you can't get bigger female stars than Angelina Jolie.
I've also read too is that there is a fear in bringing back, say, a Robert Downey Jr. to play Iron Man, because he's going to want, like, I think he got for Iron Man 3, he got $25 million up front, and that was before all the back-end stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, but again, if it makes $400 gazillion,
then it's worth it, isn't it?
Then you bring back Iron Man.
It's Iron Man.
Spider-Man.
Not even a hero that exists.
Aquaman?
Aquaman, yes.
Aquaman. They've got another one of those movies coming out.
Yeah.
That's going to be dreadful.
Yeah, I'll go see it.
Is the girl, Johnny Depp's girlfriend, in
they
the
movie? They tried to, Amber Heard, Mara. They tried to take her out, but she's still kind of, she plays like the mother of Aquaman's kid, so you can't really take her out the movie.
Okay. So maybe Johnny Depp needs to just run her over or something like that in the movie.
Sure.
Anyway, all right, speaking of Bobby Knight, tonight's top 10 list, because I know we got to do quick. Your top 10 favorite a-holes. I don't care if it's movies, TV, sports. Your top 10 favorite a-holes of all time, or on the floor is yours.
All right. This by far was the toughest list I've ever had to do for these top 10 lists, John. This is
okay.
This is a struggle.
Okay. But
I got 10 names here, so
okay.
Here we go. In the fictional world of TV, Al Bundy.
Okay.
Lovable guy. Charles Barkley.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he's such a dynamic actor, but you don't really want to cross him on film sets, as evidenced by recordings. Christian Bale.
I've got him on my list because, again, when he did that Terminator movie, he went off on some people.
That recording that he had.
Yes.
Yeah. This guy is a great actor as well, but I've heard, like, when he goes out to eat, instead of like leaving tips, he leaves autographed copies of a DVD series he was in.
Wow.
Jeremy Piven leaves autographed copies of Entourage
for
people. Yeah.
Okay.
Steve Smith of the NFL.
Okay.
Liam Gallagher of Oasis.
Oh, my God. They are insufferable.
They are insufferable.
Again,
yes. Noah,
he compared
Noah's
himself.
Noah's a little bit better, but Liam is.
He compared himself, said they were bigger than the Beatles.
There's the unplug they did where Liam just kind of sits up in the rafters while his brother plays. And he just, yeah, it's hilarious. Bobby Brown. Love Bobby. Bobby's a bit of
a. You know what? That's a good one. That's a really good one. Because, again, I can't help but love his music, either New Edition or on his own.
Super talented.
Or on our own.
On our own. There you go. My last two.
But he basically killed Whitney Houston. I'm not saying he physically, but
Whitney was. I thought about putting Whitney on my list because Whitney had some demons. So, demons too.
When they were running around Buckhead, the two of them down at the Palm and all that kind of stuff, they had some moments. Down
a lot
there.
Of moments.
Yeah.
My last two, Anita Baker. I love Anita to death, but Anita is like
the diva of all
divas.
Yes.
She basically ran Baby. She kicked Babyface off the tour they were doing.
She blamed Babyface for something that wasn't even
because Babyface's fans came at her. She was like, I'll kick him off the tour.
Yeah.
How about that?
I'll just fire him off
just fire him off the tour.
Yeah, that's great.
And my last one, the king of all the kings, Michael Jordan.
Oh, okay. Nice.
MJ.
All right. I've got Barry Bonds on my list. Christian Bale is on my list.
Good one.
Ariana Grande.
Really?
Oh, my God. Have you heard some of the stories about when she was on Sam and Cat and some of those?
No.
Oh, yeah. Bad, bad, bad. Bill Laimbeer, who was drafted by the Cavs.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Bubba Watson.
I didn't know Bubba was that way.
Bubba's a little
that's
cantankerous.
Disappointing.
Reggie Jackson. Love Reggie Jackson. And there's been all kinds of stories about Reggie.
I didn't know that one either.
Bobby Knight, obviously. Two wrestlers, Hulk Hogan and Scott Steiner. Scott Steiner was nothing but nice to me.
Uh-huh.
But I've heard stories about Scott Steiner and just his, again, he's got roid rage. Anyway, that's pretty much nothing. And then finally me.
You put your own stuff on the list?
Yeah. Because
you didn't make my top 10 list, I'll tell you that much.
Well, because I'm not a big enough a-hole. Or maybe I'm the biggest a-hole. Anyway, all right. Wrapping it up when we get back. Love TKO. Chuck Ray in the KU Studios. Sports Radio 910 The Game. Odyssey.com app. Just to see her.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.